Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. I know, I say it all the time. You guys are tired of hearing me, blah, 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 blah. But I would stop saying it if you would get involved. I would stop saying it if you would get engaged. Right? I mean, look at the stuff happening around you. Look at the people taking, I think it was in Texas or somewhere where they lost a couple of seats to progressives on a school board. Why? Because you're not out there. You're not helping. Now, look, can I save myself a bunch of emails? If you're doing this already, and I shouldn't even have to say this, if you're doing this already, and you're helping, and you're out walking, and you're out doing the things you need to do to help somebody get elected, don't send me an email. God bless you. Thank you for doing that. I don't need to know. This is aimed at the people that are sitting there going, what am I supposed to do? You heard Sonya just a few minutes ago. Right? And me talking about this. You have to stop and say, okay, what do I do to make it better? How can I make it better? What do I have to give up to make it better? You see what I'm saying? And that's the part that I'm wondering if we still... It's why we don't have the republic that our founding fathers gave us. Seriously, sincerely. We don't have that because what are you willing to give up to maintain it? As you've heard me say a million times, they were willing to give up life, house, businesses, family... to keep the republic intact. But we're not. We're not even interested in talking about it. And even those that are informed, friends on the same side of the aisle as me, don't understand they need to stop calling us a democracy because we're not. We're a constitutional republic. Major difference. Look it up. Seriously.
Seriously.
Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. The PETA has decided cheese, although I never did that anyway, is not acceptable before you take a picture. Now, according to their website, if a photographer asked you to say cruelty... You already know where I'm going, right? Before snapping your photo, would you flash a toothy smile? Well, in PETA's new thought-provoking public service announcement, co-directed by Christian Carl and John Wally, it's a Philadelphia-based production company format, and they remind everyone that say cheese really means to a cow. Do you ever think about that? Because, you know, cheese is made with dairy products. Cows who suffer and die in the abusive dairy, why would you say cheese? So the calf-cow separation and the repeated forced impregnation are nothing to smile at. So why do we keep saying cheese? This is according to PETA. Mother cows are fiercely protective of their precious babies, but the dairy industry denies them this important bond. They steal their calves right after they're born. Dairy farms repeatedly impregnate female cows in order to exploit them like milking machines until they're no longer able to produce milk. Then these sensitive, gentle mothers are sent to slaughter so the humans can eat their flesh. Okay? You know, now today's young people understand that the language we use should reflect our shifting values. Think about how they get down to, right? Cheese. I mean, right now, I don't buy their numbers. Right? Our reportedly, almost 80% of Gen Z population go meatless one day a week, and 65% say they want more plant food diets. Another study shows that 19% of Gen Alphas ask their parents to buy plant-based foods. This is great. They care about the ecosystem. They care about what they're putting in their bodies. Did they ever look at what it takes to process the plant-based food? No, because you try to make them feel good, PETA, by saying, oh, you're saving a calf, you're saving a cow. It's hilarious. And in the play, you've heard the story. I'm not going to go through it all again. As the one fellow says, how cute does an animal have to be for you to want to save it? When you're plowing up fields, when you're plowing new fields especially, how many animals do you think you kill? Snakes, gophers, all of those things. Well, what gets protected and what doesn't? PETA said we should be trying to replace these outdated phrases, more conscious ones as a piece of vegan cake instead of saying cheese. Oh, really? So you want me to say vegan cake? Right? Want that long E? Then say bees or trees or yeast. Oh, yeah, those are... By going vegan, you can spare nearly 200 animals a year, reduce your environmental footprint, and improve your health. Again, I say to you, seriously, I'm not joking. What is the carbon footprint? What does it take? How much energy does it take to make, I don't know, plant-based products, no matter what they are? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. We come back, we're going to be talking about the plethora, the onslaught of propaganda you're going to receive over the next few months. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a minute.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
There you go. We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. So you're not, you become part of the solution that way. I say it to you all the time, and I mean it. The way you become part of the solution, right, is to, is to get informed before you say anything. That's really what you want to do. Now, you're about to get ready to be deluged with all the, or deluged with all this information, all this propaganda. I'm going to put it that way. And I'm already seeing videos of Trump being portrayed as Hitler and the KKK. And the Jewish community, I don't understand. I'd like to know how many millions of a particular group that Donald Trump killed. How many people did he gas? How many people did he wipe out? You are allowing them to demean the true, horrific situation that took place in Germany, what Hitler actually did. It is beyond me. So some of the information you might like to know, maybe we should go over the facts from time to time. Right? Because, you know, remember, we hear about all that. The world is in great unrest, and it's because we don't have the strength we used to have. Many of these rogue countries didn't do what they thought of doing because they knew that we would step in and stop them from doing it. Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine in 2014. Barack Obama was in power. Right? Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine in 2022. Joe Biden was in power. You guys have conveniently, on the left, you've forgotten all this. Vladimir Putin invaded no territory when Republican Donald Trump was in power between 2017 and 2021. No aggressions. Because he knew better. Right? Robert Mueller concluded that Donald Trump did not conspire with the Russians to win the 2016 presidential election. It was actually Hillary Clinton that paid for that dossier. But you guys don't want to hear it. I get it. So don't listen. Hang up. Do whatever you're going to do. Right? But let me repeat again, so we're all together on this one. Robert Mueller's investigation did not establish that Donald Trump or his campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government, you know, to play with the election. While in power between 2017 and 2021, Donald Trump did not start a new war. He didn't enrich the military-industrial complex at all, which is why they hated him. Claimed by mainstream media that Vladimir Putin is blackmailing Donald Trump, we found out were false. Listen, if Putin had Trump in his back pocket, if Putin was able to do everything you say he was able to do, then he would have done whatever he wanted to under Donald Trump, wouldn't he? But he was afraid to because he knew there would be quick repercussions for his actions. And look at what all the squishies you have in power right now. You know, one of the things that they forgot about what took place on October 7th in Israel is that they took GoPros. Hamas took GoPros in to watch the slaughter, the rape, the killing, the beheading of children. I mean, demonic, nasty, hateful type of stuff. Hello. And you're asking for them to come to some kind of agreement with Hamas? Can Hamas restore those lives? Restore those kids? Unrape those girls? And drag them around town? Really? And Chuck Schumer today coming out? Not happy with the way Netanyahu is handling it. He wants him to handle it in a more peaceful way. You think if Chuck had a daughter there at the time that this whole thing went down, and if his daughter was raped and beaten and maybe even killed, you think he'd feel the same way? See, I don't get it. You want to talk about interference with another country's elections? Schumer's calling for the replacement of Netanyahu? Seriously? Don't you see all these hypocrisies, all this garbage you're getting? I believe that they're doing this, or the Democrats are putting this out, because they want to appease the pro-Palestinian people. Right? Look at all the votes that Joe Biden didn't get because of his support for Israel. All right, back to fallacies. Claims by the mainstream media that Hunter Biden's laptop was a Russia disinformation, we find out now are false. I know that all of you are following this. This is why I'm going through these again. The laptop does belong to Hunter Biden. It's according to the FBI. It shows what appears to be criminal activities. He's like everyone else. Okay, he's innocent until proven guilty. I got it. No problem with that. But don't you think there should be some kind of investigation done? You realize that they're running out the statute of limitations on these things, so they can't do anything. They may find him guilty. They may find all kinds of evidence, but the time's going to run out. Claims that the Russians are again trying to interfere in the 2024 election to elect Trump are false. This is left-wing disinformation. Nothing to do with foreign countries. Left-wing information. You know, to Schumer's comments, if you recall, Obama sent some people from his team over to Israel to interfere in their elections back when he was president. Right? They went over to help Netanyahu's opponent. When did we do that? Why did we do that? The claims that everyone who questions any billions of dollars to Ukraine for a war that he probably won't win makes them a Russian agent or a stooge of the Russians. Isn't that funny? You know, you guys on the right, you guys that want to fight this stuff, you guys that want to stay with this stuff, it's wrong. Seriously wrong. You need to fight back. You need to push back. You need to not let them do this to you. And don't be afraid of the names they call you. They're just names, for God's sakes. Donald Trump is facing 4 criminal indictments and 91 counts, but indictments are accusations. They have to be proven. And as I recall, like with Hunter Biden, and we've heard over and over and over again, aren't you innocent until proven guilty? Right? The claims that Trump now, if he's reelected, he'll be deadlier than Hitler. He'll end the presidency and democracy as we know them, unproven. Listen, he was president for 4 years. He did none of that. Oh, no, I got more. Not a whole bunch more, but I got more. Take notes. Because you're seeing this stuff starting to surface. They're trying to scare the crud out of people. Talk about fear-mongering. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Prosecutor Nathan Wade has announced his resignation from Donald Trump's election interference case in Georgia. Wade cited his commitment to democracy and the urgency to expedite the case's progress as reasons for his decision. A Georgia judge ruled that Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis could continue to oversee the case if Wade was removed. Israel is gearing up for a military operation in Rafah, the southernmost city in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced that the IDF is readying for the operation and making preparations for civilian evacuation. A tornado in Ohio resulted in at least 3 fatalities, while another tornado in Indiana caused multiple injuries. Ohio experienced a total of 5 confirmed tornadoes. Additionally, a tornado damaged more than 50 structures in a small town in northern Kentucky, which is located close to the Indiana border. John Schaefer, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was on.
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
I am back. Hopefully you are too. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, I'm going over the list. You're going to get beat up. You're going to get dumped on with all this propaganda about Donald Trump. And because we live in a society where we don't take notes, we don't listen, we don't really pay attention. And I can prove it very easily. If you go to a website called Campus Reform, it's Campus Reform, I think it's .org. campusreform.org. And the reason I ask you to go there, not right now, obviously, I want you to listen to me first, is when you go there, you're going to see these videos from young people. And some of the videos, when you look at them, you'll hear these young people on college campuses who have bought into, like, you know, I mean, it's the byline, right? The title. Trump convicted of rape. Well, no, that's not true. Right? Now, go back and look. I'm not going to spoon feed you guys, but it's not true. When you look at all these things, and so when they ask these questions to these college kids, what ends up happening is, they spew things they think are truth, but they're actually right from Twitter or some site that they frequent. The reality, frankly, is going to be that we're going to have to reeducate these kids. You parents, you uncles, you aunts, you grandfathers, grandmothers, you're going to have to reeducate these kids, whether you like it or not. Or you can allow them to be ignorant, and from generation to generation to generation, they can pass off misinformation, lies, if you would. Like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Love to hear what you have to say. But the more and more and more you see this stuff happen, you have to sit back and say, okay, how do I make a change? Don't give up. Don't put your hands in your head and give up. You show up. You write your elected officials, you know, email them, show up at their meetings locally. You know, the beauty behind local government is school boards, water boards, city councils. You can show up at their meetings. you can voice your opinion. Yeah, you go to the state level, your assemblies, your state senators, what have you. Yeah, it's harder to get to them. So do it locally. Don't let them, as I say, get away with it. Which means you have to keep telling them the truth. Right? What did you hear about this? What did you hear about that? Let me see. Oh. So I'm going down the list of things you're going to hear and what the truth is about them. So, yeah, you're going to hear that Trump often says outrageous things, but he actually acted differently once in power. Go look at his tweets, the differences of his tweets from 2017 to 2021. Right? Look before, look after. And you'll see the difference in them. And yet you have no problem with Joey B talking about the, you know, physically beating somebody up, doing stuff to people that isn't right. Anyway, Tucker claims that, what was it? They claimed that Tucker Carlson is a Russian agent because he interviewed Putin. God bless. You know, if you go back over the years, Dan Rather, I mean, the real, I don't want to say pioneers, but some of these guys that were so well respected in journalism over the years, even though they had left-leaning or were hardcore lefties, you didn't know it in their reporting. Walter Cronkite in an interview said, yeah, most people in that business are liberals, but they were JFK liberals. Big difference in what the liberals are today. So the only way they can do things, the only way today is they have to lie and spew misinformation in order to make things happen or try to make things happen. And people in their rank and file, their membership, they're looking and say, well, my people must have said it. It must be true. So claims that Tucker Carlson is a Russian agent. Yeah, false. He's a journalist. He's been like this for so long. In your face with this stuff. He doesn't care. Claims that, claims that everything the White House says is true and everything the Kremlin says is a lie. Really? We've already caught the White House in plenty of lies. Right? But frankly and honestly, they all lie. Both of them. You get information from these governments, they're trying to hide stuff that they're doing. It is what it is. Claims that everything in the White House says is true, but everything the Kremlin says is a lie. You need to weigh that out. Just weigh out the statement in your head. Don't even go any further with it. So you're believing that everything the White House has told you over the years, even under Trump, even under Reagan, you believe that it was all 100% truth? Seriously? Right? You're going to hear all, you're going to hear so much about Russia disinformation this time around. Because Russia's already been painted, and not that they're not, but they've already been painted as the bad guy. Just evil like you've never seen before. So it's going to be easy to paint them as trying to interfere with our election. So be ready, be prepared to see and push back. Don't push back online. I want you to push back by reading, doing your own, grabbing your own information. Right? I mean, if you really do some digging, right? Work this through in your head. I got some points here for you to write down. Russia donated $0 to Trump. In trying to get, you know, information, trying to find out to see at all if they were able to move money around. Russia donated $145 million to the Clinton Foundation. $145 million. And the Clinton Foundation, they're not interested in being audited. The Haitians want them audited. They got billions of dollars. Well, the Clinton Foundation got billions of dollars to rebuild. And the only thing you can account for is $100 million that went into building a school. The rest of the money that the Clinton Foundation claims it got or did get claims was used for administrative purposes. You know what that means? Their paychecks. So why isn't why is Trump the one being investigated? Right? You realize that Biden took 94 executive actions to repeal and reverse every single Trump border action, border security action. Every single one of them. Right? Why would you do that? They were working. And then you could have looked at Congress, if he truly felt that Congress needed to do their job, he could have looked at Congress and said, hey, you need to fix immigration. You don't like these things that are in place? I'm leaving them to you guys. Put a real bill forward. But he's not going to do that. And then for him to say he has no, think about this, he came out and said he doesn't have the power to make decisions, you know, to shut down the board, to do whatever. He needs this bill to go through. Well, he just took a whole bunch of executive actions. Trump had the ability to do it. If it was illegal and wrong, they could have just taken it to the Supreme Court and had it bounced out that way. But no. You had to have Joey B. actually repeal them. Right? Actually issue executive orders that peeled back everything Trump did. Right? And then all these cases against Trump. Who's doing the investigations? Right. The Department of Justice that's owned by Joey B. So when you look at, again, look at this stuff. Use your God-given ability to think. And I know you already hate him. I got that. But if you really had the integrity to take his name out of the situation, or the party that he's with out of the situation, and you stack that up to person A and person B, or you didn't even know their names, you would have to say this was wrong. Unless you're a person of questionable integrity yourself. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Got a lot more coming up after the break. I'm John Messina, your host. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it. By only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Oh, look at that. We are back. Joe McFeeder, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the solution. You do that by getting informed. You do that by getting engaged. You do that by, you know what, just checking in with your brain and what's going on around you. I'm not trying to be mean. Just saying. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, how about some of these woke items now in Biden's $7.3 trillion budget? Now, I love this because where are our people? I asked you this the other day. Where are the Republicans we sent to Congress to do things better? Right? I guess just amazing. I'm tongue-tied. I'm just tongue-tied. I'm sorry. It's almost like we're complaining about these people that are retiring. Maybe we need them to retire. You ever think of that? Maybe we need to have them gone. Maybe we can get a group of younger people in that are willing to fight. Enough with this trying to get along with each other because it's not working. I don't know what the solution is. But I do know that these guys need to get together and find some common ground that they can shove for or work with and then come back to the things that you don't really agree on. Now, Biden wants to fund some really crazy stuff in a $7.3 trillion budget. It's 188 pages, right? It lays out $5 trillion in tax increases overall, right? I just love this. It said it would split evenly between corporations and the top 2% earners. What a way to drive these people either out of the country or out of their state. Look at California. They're doing the same exact thing, and they're driving the 1%ers out of California. They're leaving the state. Do these people not learn from their mistakes? You got to ask. The national debt here in this country is just under $35 trillion. The deficit is $531 billion. Right? So when you look at the document pointed out that $3 billion of the State Department's is to advance. You ready for this one? Just amazing. Gender equity and equality worldwide. So you really believe, this is where I think there's something wrong with them between their ears, that a lot of these countries, 140-some-odd countries they're taking in here, they're going to take this money, and they're going to use it for gender equity and equality. Some of these countries, you really think that Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan now, there's some real gender equality there, equity? You really believe that? Because if you have, you're not doing any studying. You're just you're gulping the Kool-Aid now. You're not even drinking it anymore. They're looking to send $1.5 billion for the Transportation Security Administrations for their, ready for this? This isn't to fix the tracks in this country. This isn't to make riding trains safer or planes safer. No. It's for their pay equity initiative. Because it's much more important than keeping hundreds of people safe on these trains. Right? It also mentions $11 billion that Biden wants for the Department of the Interior to preserve the stories and cultures of our history across America. Big red flag here. Who's going to check the culture and the history that they're pushing? Right? On climate change, Biden's seeking $8 billion for his American Climate Corps. He wants to hire more government employees. Yeah, and they talk about hiring and where we're at. We're hiring government employees like crazy, like we need all these people. They're going to hire 50,000 new staffers by 2031. They want climate resilience workers. This is what they're going to be looking for. I'm sure there'll be, this class will take place at one of the colleges that'll charge $8 million for it, and everybody will be happy, right? Let me see. This is Texas Republican, I think it's Jody Arrington. Another $10.6 million that Biden wants for the Department of Energy to bolster climate and clean energy research. Look, where's the security money? Where's the money to secure our country? Let's see. He's seeking $1.5 billion for the Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Environmental Justice. God. As well as $500 million for the Green Climate Fund to expand climate adaptation and mitigation projects. Right? But not here. No. No, 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 no. In other countries. Yeah. We're spending all this money overseas. Not to help them become more secure. Not to feed people that need it. Right? Just amazing. The president also requested $90 billion to expand access to free community college. Even after pushback from both the House and the Senate on his efforts to broadly forgive student debt. Right? And so now he wants to pay for your education. He wants to make it free. Wants to forgive your student debt. My wife worked three jobs to pay hers off. Does she get that money back with interest or what? What's the deal? Anyway. Budgets are more than just numbers on a spreadsheet, right? They're a set of values, aren't they? President Biden his only value has to do with everything to do with gender equality, equity, inclusion, whatever. It's nuts. What about our security? What about updating our electric grid? What about hiring more security people for our computer systems so that they can't hack our phone systems, they can't hack our electric systems, they can't hack these systems as easily? Right? It's just amazing. And some of you swallow this stuff. Swallow these words like it actually makes sense. How? I said it earlier. I wasn't trying to be disrespectful or even nasty. But Schumer's comments are atrocious about Israel. If he had a daughter or a son or whatever who was raped, tortured, beaten, drug around in the streets by her foot. We saw the pictures. We saw a lot of people who were talking about what happened there. Do you think he'd be calling for Netanyahu to be replaced, or would he be looking to give them more money to seek revenge for what happened to his daughter? Right? Seriously, think about it. Let that work through. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, right? Be part of the solution. Hey, it's the way things happen. I started talking about this earlier. I don't know if I have time to finish this story, but, you know, Haiti's always been a problem country. I'll put it that way. Right? We have spent, not just us, we have spent billions in Haiti since 2010, since they had their earthquake. The country hasn't improved at all. And just the other day, we committed another over $300 million to help stabilize Haiti. Wow, who are you giving it to? They have no government to speak of. Who are you giving the money to? Who's going to take that and run with the revolutionaries? Yeah, you should do your homework on them, too. You know, we still have concerns about whether the country will properly utilize the money. Haiti received about $13.5 billion in the years following a devastating 2010 earthquake. This is thanks to an international effort led by the U.S. and the United Nations, around 120% of the country's GDP at the time. They never rebuilt. They didn't build the Port-au-Prince. You're talking about a city that doesn't have a sanitation system. They don't have basic plumbing and electricity. No basic infrastructure. People can't get anywhere. They're walking up and down the dirt. Nothing's been done there with all this money. I mean, literally, nothing's been done. Anyhow. Brewer, what's his name? Yeah. This is just amazing. Again, you've got some congressmen are saying that the funding provided after the 2010 earthquake, it just wasn't spent properly, and many of them who have been since are trying to figure out what happened to the money. I'll make it easy on you. Audit the Clinton Foundation. It ain't hard. Joe Messina, your host. Hey, be careful over the weekend. Don't do anything stupid. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. And I want you back here with me on Monday.